This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump tweeted he's feeling well and has voiced his appreciation for the medical professionals treating him for COVID-19 at a military hospital. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
In a Saturday afternoon tweet, the president expresses his appreciation for the doctors, nurses, and other staff at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, along with the specialists from other institutions who have joined his medical team. Trump calls them amazing and says, "With their help, I am feeling well." The White House says Trump is expected to stay at Walter Reed for a few days and will continue to work from the hospital's presidential suite, which is equipped to allow him to keep up his official duties. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Republican members of the Senate on Saturday sought to call off legislative work until October 19th as the coronavirus reached into their ranks. However, they vowed that hearings for President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee would push ahead as planned. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the confirmation hearings for Judge Amy Coney Barrett will begin as scheduled on October 12th, even if Democrats agree to cancel the regular Senate sessions to avoid further spread of COVID-19. Senate Democratic Leader Charles Schumer said that if the COVID threat is too great for Senate sessions, it makes Barrett's confirmation perilous, too. However, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, who is running for re-election in South Carolina, added that senators can attend the hearings virtually. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he has tested positive for COVID-19. Christie is the latest person who has been in close contact with the president recently to test positive for the virus. Several people who attended last week's Rose Garden announcement of Trump's Supreme Court nominee have tested positive for the coronavirus. This is VOA News.